brilliantly acrobatic save. Chaka's corner, Shearer!
Wow, this starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks pass to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to an exciting, exciting installment of the VAR show with your host that does the most.
Yeah.
The one, the only, the iconic DJ Stones. With me here is.
Is the heartbreak kid, Sean.
What an intro.
Yeah.
Is that your intro?
No. No, I'm kidding. It's DJ Sticks, the man on fleek, always slicks, always clicks.
Oh.
Yeah.
DJ Sticks.
What's hat tricks?
And we got a good show for y'all today.
Oh, yes.
We got a damn good show for y'all today.
Yeah.
But before we get into anything, let us enjoy these tunes. Hope you guys are ready for this show.
Yeah.
I want to start off with a little rant.
A rant?
I want to rant a bit, you know.
Okay, cool.
So basically, on Saturday, PSG was playing, and Messi scored over the head bicycle kick, you know.
Beautiful goal.
A beautiful goal. Yeah. And ESPN FC says this, right? Lionel Messi with one of the greatest goals of all times. Goat things.
Yeah.
In 2018, Ronaldo scored a higher. He was literally higher than Messi was. He jumped even higher than Messi, mm-hmm. right? His leg literally went over heads. You know, it's an overhead kick. His leg literally went over some heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Over other people's heads.
Yeah.
All right.
And he scores. So, and he scored the goal. And ESPN says, was Ronaldo's goal against Juventus intentional? You know, I really, like, you know, just looking at this, I did my own research, you know. I started looking into this. I'm like, you know, what if they were right? You know, how did I miss this post in 2018? I should have looked at it in 2018. So basically what happened was Ronaldo wanted to jump to do a header. And then he slipped, right?
Okay.
So he slipped. But as he slipped, because of how high he jumped, you know, he was trying to catch his balance, right? And as he tried to catch his balance, you know, you wiggle your legs.
Yeah.
So he just happened to be wiggling his legs, and then the ball
just
came, you know?
Wow.
And then he hit the ball in. But, you know, if you look at his face, you see he's not focusing. He's not actually looking at the ball when he's kicking it. Yeah. He's looking at his leg to see will it actually land on the floor.
Oh, so he wasn't even looking at the ball.
Yeah, so you know they were right. It wasn't intentional.
Ah, flip. Oh, wow. Ah, thanks, ESPN.
Thank you, ESPN. You know? And this is the thing that quite annoys me, you know?
Yeah.
And something I spoke about. I said media-wise, I think people will support Messi more than Ronaldo.
Well, look, just... If you see the quotes... Messi's one and Ronaldo's one. Ronaldo's one is the better one.
Yes. No, on Twitter they're making jokes about it. You know,
they put
Ronaldo on like a big bicycle.
Yeah.
Right, and then they put Messi on like those kids' bicycles, just to try and show the difference between the bicycle kicks.
And Ronaldo's one is harder because the ball wasn't initially. So Messi's one, Messi controlled the ball and then kicked.
Yeah.
But Ronaldo, it was direct from across. Plus, like, the height, even the goal itself, like where, oh my. You know what?
Are you going to get yourself worked up?
It's okay.
But you want to hear some good news?
Yeah?
Yeah? For the first time in over a month, we can finally say these words. It's time.
It's damn time.
For the weekend. Football is back.
As we know it.
Football is back, baby.
Yeah, and Liverpool is...
All those wives, hand those remotes over to the husbands. All those brothers and sisters who don't watch football out there, hand those remotes to the ones who do.
Yeah.
Because it's time for us to watch the greatest sport of all times.
Yeah.
The League of Leagues. The one place where you get it all, the drama,
yeah.
The spectacular goals,
the
football is back.
Wow.
See.
That was nice.
Thank you. I've been working on my commentary, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on your Peter Drury.
Yeah, no, you know, Peter Drury retired, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe I might, you know, take over.
If you work hard enough.
You know, maybe I'll be the next Peter Drury, you know.
If you work as hard as Tottenham.
You know, if you work as hard as Tottenham, you know.
Who's first? Just saying.
For now.
Yeah. Okay.
But like jumping into the some of the matches that happened, not all.
Mm-hmm.
As I find my matches. Jumping into some of the matches that happened, right? So the opening match, we have to obviously speak about the opening match. The match that took place Friday. Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
It was a good game, you know. First half, Arsenal ran the show.
They did?
Arsenal ran the show. It could have easily been 4-3-0 than just 2, you know.
Yeah.
Even 5, you know.
Jesus ran the show.
You know, and it was a very good game.
Mm.
But second half, that's when the cracks started showing in. I think maybe it's because, you know, Arsenal, you know, they were playing away. They have the one goal cushion, you know, at the time. They're like, you know what, let's take our foot a bit off the brake, off the gas and put on the brakes a bit. Let's defend, let's hold what we have. And that's the kind of feeling I got going into the second half. That they were trying to, you know, hold what they had.
Yeah.
Then, which is, again, could be risky because now you're playing Crystal Palace at home.
Yeah.
You know?
The Seagulls.
They're not a... No, they're not the Seagulls. That's Brighton.
Oh.
I think they're the Eagles. Not Seagulls.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. We'll forgive you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You're forgiven.
I take it.
Okay. Where was I? Yes, it is the Eagles. Or the Glazers. United must destroy this team. Anyway.
It was a close match, though.
Yeah, it was a close match. Crystal Palace obviously showing that they know walk over.
Nope.
And they...
Not at all.
Even though they lost, I don't think they're going to lose this year. I don't think they're going to be relegated. I think they're going to still fight for top half of the table. I think they're going to have a pretty good season this season.
No, but they have a tough start, though.
They do have a tough start.
I think this month, they're playing Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man City.
Yeah, no, they have a very tough... So, but even with that, even if they lose all three games, it's not... So they have Liverpool... they have Villa, then they meet City, then they have Brentford, Newcastle, and Man United. So that's seven, right? In their seven starting games, they can win, what, three. Six, 9 points.
Oh.
So three games.
It's max three games.
Yeah,
because they've already lost the first.
And maybe, we'll see with United, you know, maybe they could, they might not.
You know, Crystal Palace and City have a very weird...
relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Vieira at the end of the day, you know.
So, But the match itself was very tough.
It was a very good game.
Looking at the stats here, and Arsenal, the only thing that Arsenal had that was better than Crystal Palace, besides the goals... was corners. Corners and...
They had the same amount of shots.
Corners.
Yeah. The next game I want to look into, because this was fascinating.
Okay.
Mitrovic.
Oh!
Freaking dunking.
Oof.
Over.
Oof.
Alexander-Arnold, you know?
Yeah.
Fulham.
Small boy.
Giving the league already over to Man City. After beating Liverpool... drawing with Liverpool 2-2, and they almost beat them, eh?
Yeah, they nearly... Ooh.
They nearly did.
There were shots coming off the post. The fans were going crazy. Liverpool was panicking.
You know, I think Fulham this time quite got some good players, you know. Pereira coming in.
And they're signing more.
And they are signing more, you know. I think it was... It's very good, and they strengthened up their squad properly this time, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't what they did the last few times they came up, where they basically just changed the entire squad.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept some guys, you know, and then they just added in some people, and they're adding in some more people in.
So welcome back, Fulham. Good to see you guys.
So well, Fulham had a pretty successful comeback into the Premier League.
No, they did.
We can't say that for the next team that came back up recently, which was... Nottingham Forest,
yeah,
who got a 2-0 beating from Newcastle.
Yeah, to them we just say welcome.
Just welcome.
Welcome, you know, to the Premier League.
And you know, it's quite interesting. Newcastle's, you can see Newcastle has had their change. You know, they're going through their change. You know, coming out of this match with 23 shots and 10 on target, 62% ball possession, you know, that's 469 passes being made.
Those are not normally Newcastle's.
That's stat, not right? A Newcastle stat right there.
No.
Thinking that this is a team that was almost relegated last season.
Yeah. But now we don't know how. We don't know how they survived. Wait, we do know how. Eddie Howe. There we go.
You know, now just looking, going back to the Liverpool game, you know, something interesting, because you look at Liverpool. And then you be contrasted to Bayern Munich's opening fixture, you know, where they won 6-1.
Yes.
With a goal coming from Mane.
The man himself, Sadio.
And also like good assists as well from Mane, you know. And it's quite interesting. Would Liverpool have beaten Fulham if they had Mane in that game? Do you think Mane would have made that big difference in terms of chances created as well as... goal scored.
Yeah. I think if they played him, because Nunes played well yesterday. I mean, the day when they played, he did play well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would... The guy who had a bad game, in a way, was Luis Diaz. He was hitting the crossbar. And shots were getting blocked. So it was a tough game for him. So if Mane was maybe replacing him, then maybe we could have seen a different game.
Yeah.
And Salah's also... Yeah, so the Salah and Nunes connection isn't yet...
Isn't there yet.
Yes. Waiting to be.
But it's interesting. So, like, I remember I saw a tweet. So after the Bayern Munich match, it basically says, congratulations, Bayern Munich, on winning the 2022-2023 Bundesliga season. Because how do you start off a season with freaking 6 goals?
Oh, my goodness. And multiple players scored. That's the problem.
Yeah. With none other than Musiala grabbing a brace.
Oh, class.
Beautiful. That's class. A baller right
class.
There. Can't wait to see what he's going to bring to the table next season.
Oh, my goodness. Joshua Kimmich was on his A game as usual. Assisting, scoring. Bayern is looking good.
Bayern is looking very good this season. It'll be very interesting. It'll be funny, though, you know? Like, it's a semi-finals, Barcelona versus Bayern Munich.
No.
And then Bayern takes them out again.
I don't think that would be funny. Especially not for me.
I think it would be hilarious.
What would be funny, though, is Bayern versus Real Madrid.
Yeah, that'll be actually very funny.
And then City versus, like, Barcelona or something.
Cap Rouge, wow.
Yeah, that would be good.
Wow.
That would be very, very good.
Wow, no ways. Forget about it. Cap Rouge might take a lot.
No.
And some interesting news. So,
Bournemouth's back.
Pardon?
We actually forgot to mention Bournemouth.
Oh, Bournemouth was back. How did their game go?
They beat Aston Villa 2-0.
Oh, that's nice.
2-0.
Coming back.
Aston Villa. Hey. Good. That is good. We have to look into that club more.
Well, Aston Villa or Bournemouth?
No, Bournemouth. Even though they had less ball possession and also less passes.
Playing on the counter, bro.
Playing on the counter.
That's how you win.
And they were home. Beautiful story.
Coming back. This is how Brentford got back into the Premier League last season, you know. They got back and then they won their first game.
Guns blazing.
So it would be good, you know. It would be good to see basically how they end up doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not an easy run for them, you know. Next 3 games is pretty much hell for them. Having Man City, Arsenal and Liverpool.
Oh, my goodness.
Know? So, but it will be interesting to see where they pan out this season.
I'm excited.
I'm also excited, you know. It's quite cool.
You know who else is excited?
Who is excited?
Erik ten Hag.
Why is Erik ten Hag excited?
Because Ronaldo's playing.
Oh, yeah, because Ronaldo's in the air.
Ronaldo's still in Manchester United?
Yes, definitely.
Which is also cool.
I think, you know, something that's crazy, though, is Leipzig is set to sign Timo Werner from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And it's a permanent deal, not a loan.
So they're signing him back?
Yeah, I want to sign him back. What's up with Chelsea and getting flops, you know? Like, I feel like if they get De Jong might also just be a flop at the end.
Yeah. Let's hope he's not, though. Well, let's hope Barca doesn't sell him. Yeah, what am I saying?
Barca needs to sell him, because, you know, if they don't sell him, they can't register. Right now, they have 5 players that they can't register. The players they bought, Lewandowski, Kessiet, you know, what's his name? Christensen.
Rafinha.
Yeah.
Because if they sell De Jong, which means Bernardo Silva is then at risk, because Barca wants Bernardo Silva.
I feel like, and I've been saying this, Barca needs to... They have players that are unsigned. Why are they worrying about Bernardo Silva?
Mm.
And this attitude of we'll deal with it when we get to it is not helping them.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they think La Liga is going to come and say, oh, no, you're Barcelona, we understand. Because Barcelona, it says that La Liga rejected the players because they're like, no, your wage bill is too high.
Mm.
So I don't know if these people are thinking, just they're going to be like, you know, we understand, you're Barcelona, you can ask us again, we'll help you.
La Liga said no to Messi.
Yeah, and that was their biggest cash cow right there.
Yeah.
That was bringing a lot of money into La Liga. People were watching to watch Messi.
Mm-hmm.
They lost viewers because of that. But I told you, I respect the fact that they stuck to their guns.
But they gained our respect.
Yeah.
So football respect.
La Liga is VAR approved.
No, they are. Yeah.
As I put a smile.
This segment is not sponsored by La Liga in any way.
Or any form. I do not check my bank account. There's no money for La Liga.
There's no financial fair play there.
There is no financial fair play. I'm very fair as I speak. But yeah, you know, football has started. Obviously, there's not much to talk about yet. Yes. We're going to wait for things to get more heated.
Yeah.
More exciting.
Transfer window still open.
Transfer window still open. But until then, from me, the one, the only, the most electrifying presenter in Active FM, the one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here was
Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect from DJ Sticks.
We're signing out.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Teach me your waffle first past the Trinity, but you just don't have the capability. That evil life, Lord, they can separate me. We touch through you, waffle, ask the authority. The Lord, I know you to the children of his family. So he's happy to say for immorality. You can't dig in on me, fetch you pornography. Say, man, I'm Christian, you know, system, me no 23. Me and my wife, I'm in a commit adultery. Me not go out. In a company, we only have our fools and dimes. We know the light that go shine. Why you know this? You're living in a time. Look, in a coffin, we only have our fools and blinds. They know me light, I go shine. Why so you know this is that you're living in a time? Them give your cocaine, be send you go to cemetery. Them give your money, the fast prosperity. You drive a Lexus, so you feel like you are so money. So you're in a prison, and I wonder where you should have been. But in a good thing, you're gonna turn a company. Like the good and the bad and the ugly. You're going to walk with not security, then means surely goodness and mercy. I got the church, so me can't let me go free. This year was when me taught me no junkie. Cause Ephesians 3:20 tells me, no one's a him that is able to do exceed the one that is me. Me nah go back. Me nah go free, never know me have a food and drive. They know me light, I go shine. So I you know this thing that you live in a single time. Me nah go back. In a company where only have our fools and blinds. They know me like a good sign. Why you know this kid that we're living in a zero sign? Some of them are sick, don't put them in a mess, don't put them in a version. Come again, but I'm not the first song, but I'm the fight, you're the vacation we need. So give it to the kid, who puts something on the place, so yes indeed. Tell me you have the benefit, when blind I need blind to the precipice. Well that's a Satan design, me no hope to it. I judge right from me mind, me no prejudice. But me is a specialist, yeah, I'm gonna protect this. Because me represent the father as a witness. And whatever the problem is, him will fix it. It no matter if our bills are sickness, we close like a sandwich biscuit, hear me. Or you feel lean when you just got it clearly. No ease in my life be cheery. Nobody steer me, not hear me. Show me no why you come near me. Me not over. In a company where you only have a boots and blinds. They know the light I go shine. Why you know this is that you living in a very low time. Me not over. In a company where you only follow fools and blinds. They know your light I go shine. Why you know this